Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. And today we cast the whole of our cares, yes, worries, anxieties, and concern over on you forever.
Once and for all.
According to your word.
Glory to God. In Jesus' name,
amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I'll tell you what, let's don't take any more time. Let's get right back over into 1 Peter chapter 5. Now, those of you that missed the other broadcast, I'm not going to take the time to go back and catch you up. You can go to kcm.org and go to our website, BVOVN. You can catch up with what we've done. And you need to do that because you need to go back over it again and again and again. You don't get all of this in one time around. 1 Peter chapter 5, we've been talking about the command and the covenant. This is the old covenant in the blood of animals. This is the new covenant in the blood of Jesus,
yes,
the pure blood of God. Now,
praise God.
Anytime there's a command, it's going to be followed with the covenant. You do this, and this will happen. That's what this book is all about. All the promises of God in Him are yes and amen. Now, somebody comes along and says, well, you know, now, sometimes no is an answer. That's not what that said. It said yes and amen, but now you have to accept and receive the command and then be responsible to it, and then God will do His part. He releases power in that command, and when we receive it, it's the power in the command that brings the covenant to pass. Amen. Well, that's another teaching altogether. But now let's get over here and let's see what the command is. 1 Peter 5, and let's read once again in verse 5, likewise, you younger, submit yourselves to the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. Now, that's a command. That's not a suggestion. When you find anything that God says, do it, that's a command, folks. It's not he just, well, you know, you might try to do this if
not
you could.
Not optional.
No. Amen. For God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. There's a command. That He may exalt you in due time. That's
Amen.
The covenant.
Yes, that's the blessing right there.
Now, how do you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God? Casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Let's read it from the Amplified Translation once again. Casting
the whole of your care,
all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on Him. Once and for all.
Don't take them back.
For He cares for you. There's the promise. He cares for you affectionately, cares about you watchfully. In other words, if you will cast it over on Him, He'll take care of it.
You can trust Him.
You can trust Him to fix it.
Glory to God.
The problem is, you cast your care over on Him, then you start worrying about it. You have to realize now, think about this again. We demonstrated this. This is my pen, and I hand my pen to Gloria, and you come up and say, Brother Copeland, let me borrow your pen. Well, I can't. Gloria's got it. I didn't say I don't have a pen. I said Gloria's got it. Amen?
Thank you.
Well, you going to just keep it? Well, yeah. Sure she's going to keep it. Unless, now here, take this.
Okay.
Unless I take it back, it's my pen. It's mine. That worry, that mess is yours. And the minute you start worrying about it, then God by promise. He is bound to His Word.
That's called unbelief, fear.
Yeah, you start worrying. It's fear. Worry is a sin. We found that out already for 2 weeks now. We studied that. Well, a week and a half. But now, if you just start thinking about it, worrying about it, it gets back in your mouth. Well, you know, dear Lord, I just don't know what I'm going to do about that. You better cut that off right
now.
That's right. You better cut it off and say, no, Lord, I ain't taking that back. No. You fix that. If you'll leave it in His hands, He will fix
That's
it.
That's right.
Now then, once and for all. I took communion not long ago before God, got on my knees. I read these scriptures both out of the King James and out of the Amplified. And I took communion. And I said, Father, I take you at your word and at your command. I thought about this. I prayed over this for days. And just working it in my spirit. I didn't just, you know, just say, well, that's a good idea and just jump on and do it.
I meditated on it,
thought about it. And the more I thought about it, the bigger it got. And the more I realized where just not without thinking about it, I'd been messing stuff up that I had turned the care over on Him without thinking. I just got to thinking about it. Well, it's time to quit that.
You made a quality decision.
Sir. Yes, ma'am. That's a decision from which there's no retreat and about which there's no longer an argument.
That's right.
And so some days did that. Got on my knees. Took communion. The body that was broken for me, broken for all the curse. He was made a curse for me. And that body was broken for me, and He went to hell for me, and He took that curse where I don't have to
pay the price.
And this blood promises me that the God of all grace, who's called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have resisted a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. And up here He said He will exalt you in due time. That's His part. He will exalt me over all of those worries, all of those cares, any situation, anything.
After you have resisted for a little while.
You resist the devil.
Yeah.
You know, he said right here, whom you resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. After you have suffered a while. The same word translated suffer is translated up here, resist. Well, that's what a Christian does.
That's the suffering
that a Christian does. We stand by faith against everything He comes up with and everything Jesus bore for us on the cross. He bore our sin, we resist sin. He bore our sickness, we resist sickness.
Right.
He bore our worries and cares, and we resist them. Now, and by your blood, and by the power in this blood, and by the power in this word, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, with the help of the greater one that lives within me, and with help and power of grace to help in times of need, I covenant with you,
praise you,
that
Jesus.
I will never worry.
Thank you, Lord.
I will never be concerned, anxious about anything again as long as I live on this earth. In the name of Jesus and by the power of that name, I covenant.
Yeah,
amen.
That's right.
And I drank the blood. Now, listen to this. I said, Father, greater one that lives within me, sir, I boldly declare, and by faith, I hold you responsible, sir.
Thank you, Father.
To interrupt, stop, correct in any way necessary to get my attention should I ever begin to worry about anything.
Yeah.
Praise God, I'll not let the sun go down on it in Jesus' name. Now, that's
Amen.
The way you enter
Amen.
Covenant with God.
Amen.
Now, in someone's case that is in the worry habit, I mean, there's just all kinds of things. You just worry about stuff all the time. Then take your a tablet or a journal or however you keep notes. And whatever you've been worrying about, write it down. And you think about some. See, this is what I'm talking about. You go through your meditation period before you enter into a blood covenant with God. You receive this. Yes, sir, I'll do this. I see the command and I will do it, and you'll help me do it. But now help me, Lord. Point out these things to me. And you catch yourself thinking, no. You write that one down.
I've rolled the care over on the
Lord. That's a worry. I'm not keeping that.
I'm not taking it.
Write that down.
That's right.
It's going to be in the area of finance, family, health. Because the threefold cord of the curse is spiritual death, sickness and disease, poverty and debt. That's the threefold cord of the curse. So all your worries are going to come inside those three areas of life. And, you know, they get all muddled up together. But now the threefold cord of redemption is salvation, healing, and Jesus, our high priest, our Melchizedek, the one who receives our tithe, the one who blesses us with all blessings, praise God, that he is the high priest of our finances. So there you have the redemption.
Amen.
There you have the curse. All these worries are going to come in here. You're going to put in operation this threefold cord of redemption. Jesus has broken the power of this curse. And every time you see it, write it down. Write it down, 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 write it down. And actively resist every one of those. What's happening to your children? What's happening to the economy? What's happening to the nation? What's happening in your family? And in your married life? Or what's happening in your body? What's happening in all of these different things, spirit, soul, body, and financially, socially, all of these things, write them down. When the time comes, you meditate in these things, and it's going to come. It's you and your husband, you're just you alone, whatever your situation is, it's going to come. And all of a sudden, you know, now's the time. And I'm going to go before the Lord, my Jesus, my Savior, and I'm going to hand Him every one of these. I'm going to hand Him every one of them. Yeah. I don't care.
You're rolling all your care over on the Lord.
And He will cause your innermost mm-hmm. thoughts to conform to His will. That's one of the promises of rolling all the care.
That's right.
Now, I mean little stuff. Your hair, anything that causes you concern, anything that causes you any kind of discomfort or worry. There's a lot of that stuff ain't worth worrying about. And there's a lot of it you just throw it away and quit worrying about it. And when you do, the Lord will fix it. Amen.
What was it? What's that story Brother Hagin used to tell about scared prayer don't work? Do you remember?
All that families out in the field working and the thunderstorm come up and they just started running this as fast as they could and mom and daddy just fell on the ground and started crying out, "Oh God, help us, help us." He said, "Get up there, Ma, get up there, Pa. Scared prayer don't work. Let's go to the house." So let's get
scared
on with it. Scared prayer don't work.
Mm-hmm.
He also said this. He said they were he had one baby and she had the other one. And he was unlocking the front door of the house, And she said, you wouldn't worry if me and both of the kids died. He said, well, what's the use of worrying about that? He said, after you're dead, you done gone to heaven. Ain't no use worrying about that. Well, of course, it irritated her. But she and Aretha came along. She finally learned what he was doing, and as he taught her how these things work. Yeah. And that you don't spend time worrying about it. You spend time praising God. Now, how much time we got here, Tim? A minute or two? Oh, good. Let's go back over here, and it'll show us now the process of staying with it, staying in it. You don't let the devil get to you under any
That's
circumstance.
Right.
Philippians chapter 4. Now, okay, let me bring up Philippians 4, because I want to read that also in the Amplified. And, okay. In the sixth verse, be careful. See the word care?
Mm-hmm.
See the word care?
Mm-hmm.
It's that same word that we've been looking at it all this
time.
You
could say be fearful for nothing.
Yeah. Be careful for nothing, but in everything. That's everything on that list. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, with praise. You haven't finished until you praise God, because praise is strength. Praise stops
praise
and
God.
Stills the enemy. Praise will shut your mind up when you can't seem to control your thoughts. You can't fight thoughts with thoughts, but you can fight thoughts with words. Words of God. And when you bring praise on the scene, I'm telling you, that's the highest form of prayer.
Praise God.
Let your request be made known to God. And there it is. There's the command, and there's the covenant. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your heart and mind, your heart and mind, through Christ Jesus. Now, whoa, hold it, back up. When you find the word Christ, stop, translate, and meditate. The anointed one and his anointing. How will the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your heart and mind through the anointing of Jesus? Ha, 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 hallelujah. That's the burden-removing, yoke-destroying
right.
power of God.
You're not
hallelujah.
In it by yourself.
You're not in this by yourself, mm-hmm. No. But you have to follow the checklist. Now listen to this in the Amplified Translation. Do not fret. There's the command. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. But in every circumstance, and in everything, by prayer and petition, definite requests with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. And God's peace will be yours, that tranquil state of soul assured of its salvation through the Anointed One and His anointing. And so fearing nothing from God and being content with its earthly lot of whatsoever sort that is, that peace which transcends all understanding shall garrison and mount guard over your heart and mind in
Hallelujah.
Christ Jesus.
Now I'm looking at verse 4, and I take it this means that if I'm not rejoicing always, I'm not obeying the word.
Well, yeah.
If I'm down,
rejoice
in the dumps,
in the Lord always. That's a
I'm
command.
I'm concerned about I can't pay this bill, or I'm concerned about being sick or my kids. That's not rejoicing.
No.
No.
Now, how are you going to rejoice? You got to get rid of that care.
That's right. Roll it over.
That's what we're talking about. But here's the process, Gloria. He didn't just leave us out here trying to figure out how to do it. Look at this. Finally, brethren, verse 8. Whatsoever things
whatsoever.
Are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, mm-hmm. whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely,
yes.
whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise,
yes.
think on these things.
Yeah. Praise God.
Those things which you've both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do them.
Yeah.
And the God of peace shall be with you. Now, listen, then something comes up. Whatsoever things are true. Well, now, Brother Copeland, I know, but now what they said about her is true. Yeah, but that's not a good report. So you don't be thinking about that. You've rolled all that care over on the Lord. That, just get rid of that. Whatsoever things are honest. Whatsoever things are just. Whatsoever things are pure. Whatsoever things are lovely. Whatsoever things are good report. If there be any virtue or excellence, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Take command your thoughts.
What does the scripture say? Judge yourself and you'll not be judged. Yeah. It doesn't tell you to judge what somebody else is doing.
No, or judge yourself by your own good intentions.
Judge yourself. Not be judged.
And you're doing that, you're judging yourself in this. I'm only going to think these things.
That's right.
Now, tomorrow we can get into the process of doing that.
Praise God.
Do you manage those thoughts?
Really
how do
important.
You do that? How do you take authority over a thought and get rid of it? Praise God, the Word tells us how to do it. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we're out of time.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.